I am grooving, Patrick and I, Sean Patrick and I, and also my man Tim over here. He's enjoying a little bit of Guinness right now for the last half hour. And the Good Luck Guinness has brought us a surprise.
Really?
Online right now. Not scheduled, but he's listening, and he's a support of the warfighter community. Josh Heisel. Josh, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I've been better, but I've been worse, man. Hey, we were just talking to your boy Daniel about this project, and from Word of Wisdom, I love it. I think it's great. I like how you're tracking warfighters that have gone from, you know, gone from that combat scene to into the civilian world and using their skills and putting that together. But let's talk a little bit about you. I hear you got this sick music career going too.
Oh yeah, I've been very lucky since I got out of the Marines. Got to work with Neil Young, Stephen Stills. Those guys are huge supporters of veterans, and although they protested things in the Vietnam era, they really do care about the boots on the ground. So it was really neat to work with them. And, you know, for a kid from Southern Ohio to go tour around with big buses and stuff, it's really cool.
Now, you know, that is cool. And you know, I'm just going to ask you straight, man, because I know the audience just went, hey, what's behind that? I'm sure the topic came up that these guys were kind of the signature music behind a lot of protest stuff that was going on during the Vietnam era. How do they feel about that? And what's it? I mean, are they trying to right some wrongs here and maybe got a little bit of, hey, we see it this way, and they grow up, get a little bit mature about things, see things from a different perspective?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when they first called it, I honestly, you know, as neat as it was, I had to give it some thought. Because I wasn't sure, you know, if we would, you know, mesh. But spending time with them, you know, their issues with whatever administration they're bitching about, you know, they just wanted to make it clear to me that they, you know, they truly support boys coming home. And, you know, Stephen Stills especially, I spent a lot of time with him. I got along with him the best. And he's an Army brat, grew up living on different bases and stuff. So he gets it, and he kind of, you know, I think you're right. I think maybe they want to make some wrongs right or something, or let the world know that they don't, you know, they don't have any beef with veterans themselves.
That, you know, that's a good point. You know, I'd like to get Stu Steinberg on, you know, at some point in time, out, you know, our Vietnam vet rep, he does that segment. And, you know, this is an interesting conversation, and we have to have these conversations. You know, this is the Renaissance period for the warfighter community, and we are bridging that gap into a new generation of warfighter. And we always give honor and respect to those that have come before us. And as part of those woes, there's a lot of things that were happening. And, you know, I have my opinions, but let's have the conversation. You know what I mean? As a country,
absolutely,
let's have the conversation. Let's kick this. Let's try and, you know, adjust our perspective and look at this from another angle a couple more times. Because, you know, I believe in forgiveness. I really do. I believe in forgiveness. And I believe that's, you know, it's, I believe in forgiveness. That's all there is to it. It's a blessing by God. And it is, you know, you forgive yourself, live without remorse. You know, that's one of the big things to get over, the survivor guilt, things like that. You got to live without remorse and understand that if someone swung the, you know, St. Michael's sword in the wrong way, that's us. That's their guilt. That's not ours. We do our job. And you know what? We do it damn good. And our job is kicking ass. Okay. Our job is, you know, making bodies and breaking stuff. And that's the whole thing. And we shouldn't be remorseful about that, because we do a damn good job. We need to be proud of ourselves. So I want to thank you for doing what you're doing and getting that information, because you are a representative of the warfighter community. What you do with these people affects, you know, I mean, you know, pebbles in the water, you know, the ripples. It happens. So thank you for doing that. How can people find out more about your music and your projects?
JoshHeisel.com. There's, you know, I've been concentrating a lot more on this film. And I'm utilizing the post 9/11 GI Bill at the moment. So I've, last big tour with Stills, I decided to take a little break and go to school and, you know, use that benefit. And it's been great. I'm the oldest guy there, but it's been fun. But yeah, JoshHeisel.com, keep you up to date on touring and music and stuff. I'm going to put a new album out in a couple months.
Very good, man. I want you to come on the show. We're going to get you scheduled. I want you to come on the show, talk about your music. We'll play your music. We'll get it up. We'll get it on, you know, so you can see how good it sounds on FM radio. And we'll have some fun with it, man.
That sounds wonderful, man.
Okay, brother. Hey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a warfighter. Thanks for representing us well. Maintain your ethos before ego. And let's rock the house.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All the way. Out here.